Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on our WWL NBA draft coverage, the top three picks now in. We were going to break when the 76ers were on the clock, so we've seen Cooper Flagg going to the Mavericks, Dylan Harper to the San Antonio Spurs, and we were just talking about Baylor's VJ Edgecombe going to the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, happy to welcome Jim Eichenhofer into the tip-off, Pelicans writer and host of the New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Jim, how's it been going leading up to this draft?
It's been exciting. I mean, I'm looking forward to turning the page from last season, looking ahead to next season. By the way, I just heard somebody say this is when the draft gets exciting. I thought they were referring to me coming on the show, but I realized that the first three picks were pretty much predicted by people. But now is where it gets interesting, I think, for a lot of people at number four.
We're excited to have you, too, though.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be here.
I saw you tweeted, before we get into some draft stuff, though, congratulations to a former Pelican, Kenrich Williams, for getting an NBA title with the OKC Thunder. Just your thoughts overall on how the finals played out. I don't think a lot of people expected the Pacers to push them to seven games.
I loved watching the Pacers throughout the entire playoffs. And don't tell Kenrich I said this. Just keep this between us. But I kind of was leaning towards wanting the Pacers to win the championship. But, I mean, it was a great NBA Finals. Funny how much people kind of downgraded the series before it started and said, like, who's going to watch this? Oh, it's small markets. And to me, it ended up being the best NBA Finals of this decade, of the 2020s. Probably the best one maybe since 2016 when the Cavs-Warriors went seven games. So, I mean, I loved it. I thought it was a lot of fun basketball. Wish the games were a little closer together. It felt like it took about a month to play that series. But with the new format of the 2-2-1-1-1, there's a lot more travel days.
Right.
But it was just overall, I thought it was great basketball. And it was funny, though. It just feels like, unlike a lot of years, there's like 2 days between the Game 7 and the draft. So here we are.
Right. Yeah, right into it. I mean, as you kind of mentioned, the fascinating thing about that Pacers-OKC series, and I promise we are going to talk about the draft because I have plenty of questions about that, was that entering it, like, OKC's minus 500. One of the biggest favorites of all time, and it gets pushed to Game 7. I know the Tyrese Halliburton injury happens, and it was really unfortunate because that could have been one of the greatest finals upsets we've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think if you're a Pacers fan, you got to be like, at some point, is anyone going to think that this is actually a good team? Because, right. I mean, they were favored maybe by a little bit in the first round against Milwaukee, but they ended up winning that five, and they definitely were huge underdogs against the Cavs and the Knicks and the Thunder.
Yep.
And so they almost pulled it off. So, I mean, yeah, I was really impressed. But, I mean, OKC, going back to Kenrich Williams, he's one of those, like, glue guy players that people loved. He was here the season that, unfortunately, the Anthony Davis trade demand happened. So to me, I loved watching him play because it was like we were looking for something positive that year to latch onto, and he was kind of somebody that you could root for, just how gritty he is. So I was happy to see him win a title.
So we talked with Andrew Lopez about this, Jim, and just generally speaking, as you mentioned, 21-61, it was a rough season, but at the same time, this is kind of the reward for that rough season, having the 7th overall pick in the lottery, you know, a premium selection tonight, and we're really looking forward to it. And Steve and I have kind of batted this back and forth a little bit about, you know, when you're drafting in the NBA, especially this high in the lottery, do you kind of draft to fill a need or do you draft to fill a ceiling and you're looking for the best possible talent available? So I just want to get your general thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, no one's asked me in basketball ops for my opinion, so this isn't going to factor in anything. But, I mean, to me, I think when you get a chance to pick this high, which is something that they haven't had been able to do very much because, for the most part, they haven't been in the bottom tier of the league record-wise, you got to pick somebody who 2 or 3 years from now you look back on it and say, I'm glad we made that pick because he's a pillar. He's like part of the foundation of what we've built over the last few years. So from that standpoint, I would say, specific to your question, I would look more at just taking the best player available than worrying about position-wise. I mean, it's a little different with the Pelicans because, yeah, they came off a 21-win season, but before that they won 49 games
right.
and have been a competitive playoff team. So maybe it's a little different than what, say, Washington is looking at, where they really are. They really have to be best player available. But I still think that given the uncertainty of what's going to happen with the roster over the next, say, short-term year or two, I think it's important that you nail this pick because, you know, hopefully they won't be picking in the middle or any part of the lottery in the near future.
Exciting times because we got two picks in the first round. Also, a new era starting with Joe Dumars leading the helm. What have your been initial impressions, just, I guess, if you've gotten to talk to him or heard what he's bringing into this organization?
Yeah, I have gotten a chance to talk to him. And, I mean, to me, my impression of him is pretty much exactly what I expected based on having seen a lot of his career, maybe the latter portion of his career. Just knowing what kind of guy he is. I mean, the Sportsmanship Award is named after him, just as an example. He just seems like a very straight shooter kind of guy. He's pretty much straight to the point and tells you what he thinks. So I think that's going to be something that has an impact on the roster, just the way that he's going to run things. And that I'm looking forward to, he talked a little bit about, you know, bringing more toughness to the roster, and they have to get better on defense because they were 29th in defensive efficiency last season. The 2 years before that, they were 6th. And so we saw the personnel on the roster changed a lot, and I think that was part of it. Also, that Herb Jones only played 21 games was right. a big factor as well. So I'm interested to see what he does. I mean, if you look at the prime of his career when he was on Detroit, when they won 2 championships, that was like a hard-nosed defensive team. And I'm not saying that's realistic to be like that level of defense, but I'm curious to see what he can do to bring them back to the defense that they played in the previous years.
And even when he was the head executive in Detroit at the early 2000s, yep. he really kind of built up that roster and kind of mm-hmm. built the culture and everything that we keep talking about, toughness and what he keeps preaching and everything like that. You think of those underdog Pistons teams that made it to all those Eastern Conference Finals yep. in the 2000s. That mm-hmm. was the roster that Joe Dumars built from the ground up.
Right.
So, you know, that you're expecting him to potentially do that again here and build it in his image, and that's what you want to see.
Yeah, I mean, that 2004 team, to me, is one of the most fun championship teams just because they were also huge underdogs in
right.
that series against the Lakers that had basically 4 Hall of Famers on that team. And I think the Lakers were heavily favored going into that, and the Pistons almost swept them. They won that series in 5 games. But it was a bunch of guys that had a chip on their shoulder and something to prove. So I think that's kind of the mentality that I would like to see the Pelicans have more of this season, because I feel like that kind of faded away a little bit last season, that they, on the defensive end especially, but just overall, it felt like they were a lot of games where they were out-hustled and they were kind of out-toughed and pushed around a little bit. So that you want to be the team that bullies the other guys, not the ones that gets bullied.
Right.
Besides the top picks in this draft, you know, we talked ad nauseum about them, but is there anybody, one or two prospects maybe, that intrigued you going into this that wasn't one of the top names, at least, that were listed going into this 2025 draft?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talk about Walter Clayton from yep, Florida
sure.
as somebody who might be like mid-first round, late second, or late first round as well. That is intriguing. I mean, it's an interesting mix of different guys. I mean, I see there's definitely a few international guys that I'm interested in but don't know a ton about. So But it is going to be really interesting to see not only who the Pelicans pick, but like who's still on the board.
Colin Knuppel is now off the
yes.
board.
Okay.
Going to the Charlotte Hornets.
As we talked about earlier, Steve, the super high floor safe selection for the Charlotte Hornets, someone that, you know, is going to play a decade in the NBA and have a long, long career at the next level. And, you know, the connective piece, quote-unquote, the guy that can be there, not have to be the star player because you have LaMelo Ball and you have Brandon Miller there already. But he's definitely a fascinating piece for the Charlotte Hornets now to pick for.
So you said not wanting international basketball. What, you're not tuned into the French League?
No, I haven't. I'm lucky if I can watch NCAA,
American
college basketball. But, yeah, no, I like Knuppel a lot. I mean, he's somebody that I thought would be great for the Pelicans, but obviously it looked like as we got closer to the draft that there was no way he was going to be available at 7, that he was going to be gone.
He was one of those stock-up guys, mm-hmm. for sure.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yep.
And, you know, we're coming up on the 7th overall pick, and as you mentioned, we now have 4 picks throughout the NBA draft, so the Pelicans are just a couple picks away here.
Tick-tock.
General kind of ideas of which players you kind of like for the Pelicans at the 7th overall pick before we even get to pick 23 later on?
I really don't have a good feel for that, honestly. Like, I mean, I have guys that I like that I have maybe leaning towards. I like Jeremiah Fears because I feel like he's just reading from – you know, David Aldridge does a great job with the article that he does on The Athletic before every draft where he talks to scouts and gets their opinions about players. And it seemed like one of the themes in what they talked about with Fears was that he has some of the biggest upside to be a star player eventually, maybe not right away, but within the next couple of years. So, I mean, I like that part of it too. I think point guard, you know, if you can get somebody that can be a difference maker at point guard, that would be cool with me. But yeah, I mean, it seems like based on the mock drafts that I've looked at pretty extensively over the last few weeks, saw a lot of Trey Johnson, saw a lot of Kaman Maluach. I think those were probably the three of the guys that are left now.
Sure.
I think those are probably the three ones that I saw the most.
Yeah, Maluach is definitely a name I feel like more and more I kept hearing connected to this Pel squad as we got closer to draft day.
Yeah, but the thing is like, who knows if that how legit
right.
those are? Because
right.
I feel like we saw the thing that's so hard right now. There's a good and bad to I think some of the draft coverage. There's so many people that cover the draft now that the amount of information that you can get is awesome. Like I love going on YouTube and there's so many more like really good video scouting reports of players that anyone can get access to. But on the other hand. Sometimes there's also a ton of draft rumors and trade rumors that I know immediately are totally
like
worthless.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, exactly. I don't want to swear on your show.
Yeah, right.
No,
there you go. Right.
but yeah. So I mean, I think you got to take the good with the bad, I guess, with that. But yeah, there's definitely so much stuff floating around that you don't know if it's valid or not, especially with the trades.
Yeah, Maluach is definitely a fascinating figure. We talked about Joe Dumars building up the Detroit Pistons and. The importance of having the defensive-minded big, and you think of those Pistons teams, you think of Ben Wallace. And I know that he was an undrafted player, so it's a little bit different than, like, the 7th overall pick and what he ended up turning into. But you know the importance of having that core big-man defender in the middle of your defense. And Kaman Maluach, the 7'2" big man out of Duke, 7'7" wingspan, profiles as an elite shot blocker right off the bat, and an NBA-ready shot blocker at that. You know, I think he's definitely a fascinating prospect.
Yeah, it seems like he's one of those guys, too, that hasn't played basketball that long. So
yeah,
people talk about his upside being pretty high because he's only been in the game for a few years. It's kind of like Yves Missi was the
right.
same way, where you say, if he's already made this much progress in this short amount of time, and he's also still really young. I think he's 19. How much better can he continue to get?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think he was playing soccer until he was like 13, and then they realized how tall the kid was going to be. And
yeah.
Like, you have to play basketball. And so it's definitely an interesting story.
I saw an interview with him where he said that when he started to be too big to play on the field soccer, they wanted to throw him in at goalie, and he was like, I don't want to play goalie. So I guess that may be part of how he ended up in basketball.
That's funny.
Jim, definitely appreciate the time and be enjoying the rest of the draft night here. I'll be seeing you hanging around the media room, but definitely appreciate you stopping by and look forward to reading what you got coming up at Pelicans.com and also putting out on the Pelicans podcast as well. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I had fun.
Jim Eichenhofer, Pelicans writer and host of the New Orleans Pelicans podcast. The last pick just in on the NBA draft as we roll on was the Charlotte Hornets taking Kong Knupel with the fourth overall selection. Before that, it was no surprise at all. Cooper Flagg going to the Dallas Mavericks. Still, Dylan Harper selected by the San Antonio Spurs at number two, and VJ Edgecombe going to the Philadelphia 76ers at third overall. Pick is in for the Utah Jazz. After that, the Washington Wizards. And that is followed by pick number seven, which is the New Orleans Pelicans. So we're going to take a break. Be back with more of Sports Talk right after this on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.